10 Panthers at their own 12-yard line. Max in the eye. Newton under center. Well, on first down goes for the running play, and there is nothing there. And tackled for a loss on the play is D'Angelo Williams by Brandon Graham.
Yeah, Brandon Graham sets the edge here, and Williams is trying to get to the outside. It's just not going to happen.
Brandon Graham just wanted the opportunity to start, and he finally got that in week 16 of the 2014 season, and he responded with a season-high 6 tackles to go along with 4 quarterback hurries. Now, Graham may have been a reserve through most of the season, but he was one of the league's most efficient pass rushers on a per-snap basis. In only 499 snaps, he tied a career high with 5.5 sacks and also had 18 quarterback hurries. Graham was also a key member of the league's best special teams unit. He was tied for 5th on the team with 8 tackles, including a vicious hit on kickoff coverage in the season opener against Jacksonville. In week 4 against San Francisco, Graham recorded his first sack of the year when he brought down 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick for a 7-yard loss. 1 week later against the Rams, Graham forced his 2nd fumble on the season, which was recovered by defensive end Cedric Thornton. 2 plays later, the Eagles scored what proved to be the game-winning touchdown. Graham would contribute to the Black Sunday shutout win over the Giants with his 2nd sack of the year and his 3rd forced fumble. In the Monday night win over the Panthers, Graham had 1.5 sacks of quarterback Cam Newton for his 1st multi-sack game of the season. Graham also had his 4th forced fumble of the year. In the Thanksgiving win over Dallas, Graham registered his 5.5 sack of the season, which tied a career high by bringing down Tony Romo in the 3rd quarter of the holiday victory. The former 4-3 defensive end turned linebacker was not just a pass rush specialist. He was also stout against the run. Head coach Chip Kelly and former Eagles linebacker Ike Reese showcased Graham's talents on the Telestrator, focusing on Graham's Week 15 performance against the Dallas Cowboys.
Nice job from the front 7 here. Brandon Graham, great job of setting the edge in place of Trent Cole here.
Key component to what we do with our outside linebackers, they got to rush a passer 1, set the edge 2, and then drop 3. And then against run teams like this, just his ability to set the edge and turn the ball back to where everybody is. He does a great job right there. You look at that guy standing straight up and down. He's got great 2-gap on him right now, and his eyes are located on the ball carrier, so the ball can't get outside of him.
As one of the top edge rushers available in free agency, Brandon Graham had a chance to once again become a 4-3 defensive end. But instead, he re-signed with the Eagles to a 4-year deal. He felt comfortable in Philadelphia and also with his scheme and wanted a chance to allow his talents to fully flourish in this 3-4 look. Brandon Graham simply wanted the chance to start. He now gets that in Philadelphia. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us here on Forward Progress on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.